Hello, everybody. Well, she used to say, hello, everybody. Hello. We have Gregory Mannarino with us today, and we're very, very fortunate. This is some smart guy. He really knows the market players inside, outside, upside down. We write an article. He writes an article for the Trends Journal weekly, and we very much appreciate the insights and knowledge that he has as a real man playing the real game out there. So, Gregory, thank you so much for being on today. And I know there's not much going on in the world. Happy days are here again. Everything is so nice and quiet. The markets are just perfect. It's just, you know, one nice day after another. And everything's just fine. But I want to mention that you wrote an article for the Trends Journal that really has to do with a lot of what's going on. Expect a new debt expansion cycle to begin. Oh, the old one wasn't big enough?
Exactly. That's crazy. Anyway, thanks for having me. Great to be here. Love you. Love your show. You're an incredible person, seriously. What's so important, Gerald, is, you know, we're making a difference. I really believe that. People who follow our work, you and I, we're finally, I think, getting through because people are starting to see all the things that you and I have been talking about for so long. It's happening. It's unfolding. People are becoming aware of it. And it's just fantastic. As a matter of fact, go right off of that, Fed President Bullard today, I don't know if you caught this one, he said the economy and the financial system is just great. Everyone's doing fine right now. It's perfect. Just like you said, why don't we just go have a party, you know, forget everything else. Yeah. But absolutely, yes. No, with regard to the debt, look, the system, just that's the way it's meant to function. It's debt-based. It can't stop. It must find reasons. Reasons must be created out of nothing to continue to fund this system with more debt, whether that's wars, expanding wars, disease processes, face diapers, whatever they want to throw at us. And fear. They need to raise the specter of fear, and they're going to raise it even higher right now. They got to make people full of anxiety. They got to deceive them, distract them, and it's working perfectly. I mean, yeah, that, from that perspective, everything is great. But I believe a couple of things can happen here. We are seeing a phenomenon occur, and I want people to be aware of it. That is this phenomenon of global bonds selling off. The bond market is the driver of the global equity markets. The debt market is responsible for the functioning of the global economy. And we have big problems. And it's not just Greg Mannarino saying it anymore. I've been talking about this for over a decade. You got the IMF, you got the World Bank, you got Janet Yellen Stein, I call her here. She now changed her tune 2 weeks ago. Everything was fine. Now, all of a sudden, it's not so good here. Goldman Sachs warning major institutions, billionaire investors are saying we got a problem here. This debt market sell-off that we're seeing here is forcing central banks to increase their reverse repo programs that is passing cash back and forth between institutions overnight, trillions of dollars. They're trying to fake liquidity in the market, trying to trick the market to thinking that it's more liquid than it is. And what we have here is an illiquid system, an insolvent system that only runs off of debt, and they're going to find yet another reason to continue to inflate. They can't stop. I mean, you get this farce that's being thrown at people right now, Gerald. It's unbelievable. You got, okay, the problem with inflation is rates are too low. How about no? The issue is not that. The issue is that the money supply is vastly growing with no end in sight. It's a money supply issue, not a rate problem. The issue of central banks here, none more so than the Federal Reserve, raising rates is to destroy demand. It's demand destruction, what it's all about. It's taking the people down with it. They've been doing this for months, Gerald, Federal Reserve and other central banks. It's been completely ineffective. I came out on my blog, and I probably wrote in the Trends Journal how it would not work from day one. It's not meant to control inflation. What central banks need to do, if they were serious, but they're not, is contract the money supply. And what would they? How would they contract the money supply? Here in the United States, the capital reserve requirement for the banks is zero. Zero. Okay. If the Federal Reserve were to go to the major institutions and say, okay, you guys need to increase your capital reserve requirements, we could kill inflation like this in a blink of an eye. But no. See, central banks are going to continue to inflate. They're going to continue to increase the money supply. And then you're going to have puppets like Bidenstein, find other reasons to throw billions of dollars at this and hundreds of billions of dollars over here, to continue to inflate the money supply, continue to inflate, because that's what central banks are going to do. They want to inflate. Central banks' power resides in one thing and one only. That is their ability to inflate. The moment we, if we can pull, take away that power, as a matter of fact, if we could prevent the Federal Reserve, who to me is public enemy number one, from issuing one single dollar of debt, just one more extra dollar, they implode. Federal Reserve goes away. That's why they got the puppet governments working for them. Okay, we got to do this. We got to do that. We got to fund this. We got to fund that. It can't stop. Henceforth, why all these stopgap measures? We can't have a budget. Because if we had a budget, well, that would put constraints on this. No, it has to be unlimited spending and it has to increase. That's the issue here. The debt-based economic model can never stop. Not only can it can't remain static, it has to increase exponentially. And that's why I believe we're going to see expanding wars, some other false flag, crisis after crisis after crisis, some other thing that's going to force people to back yet another, you know, who knows how many trillions of dollars in spending. And it's destroying the people. We're watching the middle class become extinct, not just here in the United States, but around the world.
Well, you know, I call it plantation workers of slave land. That's all we become. And when you look, talking about all the cheap money, you go back, you know, the let's go back to December 2018, not ancient history. The markets were having their worst December crash. It was going down really big and really hard. The phony bubble was finally bursting. Trump pushed the Fed head, Powell, to lower interest rates. And he did. So now let's go. So they lower interest rates. Now we're going into 2019. And you were talking about it before. September 2019. Who ever heard of a repo market? The average American? And they were dumping between September 2019 to January 2020, the year of the rat, the Chinese Lunar New Year, when they began the COVID war, the Federal Reserve pumped in $7 trillion into the repo markets. So this whole thing was collapsing long, long, long before this. And then the market should have been totally destroyed. When they launched the COVID war, the businesses that they've put out of business destroyed, or you know, one country after another. It's global. The death and destruction that has been caused, the lives and livelihoods, has hurt billions of people. So what did they do? As you said, it has nothing to do. Yeah, interest rates helped increase inflation because the big merger and acquisition activity was the highest in 2021. And they artificially pumped in all these trillions of dollars to artificially prop up equities in the economy during the COVID war. The economy should have, the equity market should have collapsed in March of 2020 as they were and should have kept on going. It's a farce in front of everyone's eyes.
Everybody knows that's true. As a matter of fact, you know, look, I took a lot of heat for this, but When COVID, I thought about it. I said, what are they going to do? Okay, the global equity markets should have melted down. I said, you know what they're going to do? They're going to pump it. I told people, people can go look at my old videos. I said, get long COVID, get long the market. Yeah, it played out pretty good. But this whole thing, to me, and I've said this a million times, people get it, is it's a house of cards built on a pool of gasoline. It's a matter of time before this thing just goes up here. And central banks have been pretty crafty here, pumping this along with puppet governments here to just try to keep this whole thing propped up. But it's leading to a climax. The climax here is going to be an implosion here in the debt market that's going to wipe out the financial system. And they're going to issue in a new one, in my view here. I believe we are on the cusp right now, today, on the cusp of a meltdown in the global debt market, where we will see rates have been rising now for weeks. Okay. With we had the Bank of England step in, if you recall here, with their quantitative easing, and then they doubled it, then they stopped it, but then they increased their one of their repo facilities, you know, to fake liquidity. Okay, lovely. But the fact of the matter is, if central banks don't take action, and try to stabilize the debt market and the currency markets. So the real issue is the currencies are in free fall. So with this issue of expanding currencies and throwing cash at whatever they got to do and trillions of dollars here, trillions of dollars there, this vast inflating of the global money supply is really the root cause here of what we're seeing with regard to inflation. And central banks have no intention to stop it. If they did it, what would they do? They would contract the money supply. So all they're doing is they're selling the lie. It's a rate problem. It's a rate problem, which is not. So we can expect a lot more things like this. Now, I believe people need to hunker down right now. Right now, they need to hunker down here. If this doesn't stop, if we continue to see an uncontrolled sell-off here in the global debt market, and you can see this very simply by watching global bond yields, this phenomenon of the dollar is a big tell. You're seeing the relative strength, not absolute strength of the dollar continue to rise here because the dollar still remains the prettiest belle at the ball. We're in a currency global free fall as central banks continue to destroy their currency. They're in a race to the bottom and they're not going to stop. They got the world by the throat, Gerald. You know that. They got us by the throat and they're not going to stop. They're determined, in my view, to bring us back into a feudal system here, wipe out an entire class of people and create as much pandemonium as they possibly can. A meltdown in the global debt market would give them every excuse to issue in a new financial system. The current system is dying, and we can see that, how it's being reflected here. I called it the moment of maximum saturation, where global debt starts to surge out of control, which we're seeing right now. Bond yields starting to spike, which we're seeing right now. And this is still controlled. An uncontrolled sell-off in the debt market is easy to follow. You watch the 10-year yield, which is the benchmark. And I'm talking about 20, 30, 40 basis point jumps in a day in a succession. If we see that, we know this whole thing is literally about to come down. I don't like to point that no one can pinpoint when this is going to happen. But we have clues. Debt market, dollar, the Mannarino market risk indicator, the MMRI, free to everybody, right on my website. People should take advantage of these things. I want people to understand where we're going here. This is not just a financial problem. A locking up of the financial system in the event we get a full-on meltdown of the debt market, which I think is highly likely. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. Okay. We start seeing the 10-year. Yeah.
So what would you suggest people invest in?
Well, look, I mean, number one, this goes beyond the financial wealth of anyone here, because a locking up of the system, I mean, cash isn't going to be any good here. We're talking about a freezing up of the credit markets, business lending stops, banks don't lend cash, ATMs stop working, no cash available from the banks. So, I mean, from a financial standpoint, it's very simple. You need to, I mean, my view is a meltdown in the debt market. Cash leaves the debt market, puts a lot of pressure on the stock market. It doesn't grow money wings and fly away to heaven money. It's just going to go into commodities. That's how I feel. So people need to at least have, I mean, you know, the most undivided asset in the world is, in my view, is physical silver. I got it all over my desk. Gold, platinum, palladium too. But it's beyond that. This is going to come down to a resource problem. But the financial system locks up. It's going to be pandemonium in the street. Stores will be cleaned out. You got to have ways to maintain yourself for several months. Be prepared for this on non-perishables. People need to have some cash on hand in the event of a credit freeze, a locking up of the financial system, which will occur once we implode the debt market. Once they implode the debt market, you know, look, people can't transact. They won't be able to get anything. They go to the stores. I mean, they'll probably be looted, but people need to have some cash on hand. Some. I think being in cash is the worst place to possibly be in this environment of currency free fall, surging inflation. Real wages, we just found this out today, have now fallen for 18 consecutive months, and there's no end in sight here. We heard from Fed President Kashkari, I call him Lex Luthor because he looks like Lex Luthor to me. He's explaining, oh, the Fed's, you know, we're so serious, we're going to keep raising rates, people. Oh, keep doing that. It ain't working, okay? Hasn't done a damn thing. Inflation keeps surging out of control because it's not meant to work. But yeah, people need to be, I'll tell you what people need to invest in. Invest in each other, okay? We are each other's greatest resource. That's the truth. Okay. Start making alliances. Forget about this divide and conquer mechanism that they pull off here. You got to hate these people because their skin color is this way. You got to hate these people because they believe in this faith. You got to hate these people because they're whatever they might be. No, the divide and conquer mechanism is their power. We got to develop friendships, alliances, get together with people that are like-minded here, community groups here. And I think it's imminent. If they don't do something, central banks immediately, to stabilize the debt market and stabilize the currency, this is all going to get very real very fast.
On the currency end, the dollar is strong, and I believe it's going to stay strong only because the other ones are all so weak. Mm-hmm. So it's a fake strong dollar.
Yeah, on a relative basis, because in absolute terms, the dollar is dissolving. Henceforth,
yeah, I know.
But I'm just saying.
People don't get that. Yeah, but you know, the dollar is strong because the other ones are taking such a beating.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're looking at the euros, I think the yen just hit a 34-year low.
I'm laughing, you know, but it's
the
just crazy.
Indian rupee had hit an all-time low, one after another. Mm-hmm. Sterling, after that trust did that stupid thing, Sterling hit an all-time low, worse than World War One, worse than World War Two. You know, mm-hmm. this is serious. So you know, what about being that you know the bond yields are going up? How about investing in bonds?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people talking about that. Absolutely. I mean, sure. I mean, that is a way to at least try to save some purchasing power. Sure, you could do that. But
which bonds would you recommend?
I don't invest in bonds, honestly. But I would not consider myself, nor would I even want to try to delve into the bond market. I'm more of like an equity guy. And I really focus on that. With regard to equities, I think I've been telling people to hedge their portfolios or get out of the market. The MMRI is almost 300. When I put that out, it was in the 80s. At 300, we hit extreme risk. And that, you know, look, it's definitely affecting the markets, seeing what the MMRI has been so accurate. And it's free to everyone. Like I said, a little thing I came up with. It's a very simple equation. But yeah, look, sure, people can look into, you know, what's safe, you know. I hate the debt market. I know that there's money possibly to be made in owning debt. I don't want to touch it. I mean, the dollar is a unit of debt, and I don't want to hold those either. You know, so with regard to the bonds, yeah, sure. You could put together a bond portfolio. I wouldn't know which would be the best to invest in at this time because it's not what I do. But I don't know. I'm looking at the bigger picture. I'm always a big picture guy, and I really don't like what I'm seeing right now.
I'm waiting
for a false flag, Gerald. I'm waiting for something to occur.
Well, I'll tell you the false flag. You know, you'll have something like the Russians have hacked our banking system. I'm sorry, you can't get your money out. We'll do everything we can to get it back for you.
That's amazing.
Like that. You know, I tell the story what happened on 9/11. Back in the day when USA Today was a big newspaper, I loved that paper. They used to do a great synopsis of news back in the 90s and late 80s. And they used to run my top trends every year.
Oh, yeah?
So we came out with the top trends for the new year in December. And in December 2000, the headline in USA Today read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendseer says. And I warned that a wave of anti-Americanism was sweeping the globe and Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. Hmm. So when 9/11 happened, people forget the murder of Bill Clinton. You know, every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad, the Yugoslav war, what they did to the Palestinians, on and on and on. Anyway. So I'm watching 9/11. I'm watching it on CNBC. And this guy said, we just heard that a plane crashed at the World Trade Center. Let's not get excited about this. Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful, clear day. And I used to do a lot of hot air ballooning back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying to myself, a plane doesn't crash into the World Trade Center by mistake. And they had the person down there. And then that shot comes, right? The first thing I did was I called my girlfriend at the time, Marie Pierre. She's Parisian. She lived near me up in Rhinebeck. And her brother Francois, by the way, was the left shoulder of Jacques Chirac and Mitterrand, the bodyguard. Mm-hmm. And my close combat teacher, John Perkins, used to go to Palace Elysee work out with these guys. I call Marie Pierre up. I'm thinking if these planes are going down the Hudson River and they hit Indian Point nuclear power plant, which I know exactly where it is. It's about 35 miles north of the city. I said, it's going to be chaos like you've never seen. Wow. So I had my guns gold in a getaway plan. I said, mm-hmm. Marie Pierre, go to the bank and get your money out of the bank. Mm. As everybody's freaking out, this is what I'm doing. I call up. I had CDs in those days. Used to get interest rate on your
yeah.
And I call them up and I said, listen, sell out my CDs. And I sent them to my bank in Rhinebeck. I'm sorry, Mr. Salenti. Certificates of deposit are traded on Wall Street and you can't get your money.
Hmm.
Again, wow. I had my guns cold in a getaway plan. I was going to go up to Canada. It's about 4.5 hours from me over here. And I was going to, I had maps, the back roads, because I figured they'd close off the, you know, I sneak over the board. I figured from Canada at those days, I could go anywhere. So I'm making the point, what you're saying is that a false flag event, you won't get your money. They'll lock it up and they're going digital. They're going to go digital. So they know every penny we spent, where we spent it, what we spent it on. So these low-life pieces of scum crap that never work a day in their life, that only suck off the public tit called politicians, can keep getting the money that they want and for never having to work a day in their life. So with getting all our tax money, they could keep doing that. And by the way, when all these little low-life pieces of scum like Gavin Newsom and Witless Widmere and little daddy's boy Andy Cuomo, one after another, closed down every place. None of these politicians took wage cuts.
No, of course not.
No, they closed down businesses, but they keep making money. So going back to your point, I believe there's going to be a false flag event, and they're going to be locking down our money.
It sounds very real to me, Gerald. It really does. It's amazing that you brought that up. Yeah. People, it's a frightening prospect. What do you do?
And why would you keep your money in the bank anyway?
No,
they're not giving you anything for it.
You gotta be nuts. I tell you, no, that's the last place.
They're not giving you a penny. They're making money on your money. Why keep it there? Why are you giving them your money for them to make money on when you're not making any money on it? And they'll lock it down like that.
What a scheme, right? What a scheme. It's true. It's the whole thing. It's so convoluted. It's hard for people to understand. It's frightening from a lot of perspectives. Absolutely. But the bigger picture to me is, like I said, it's this this financial meltdown that's going to occur with the debt market implosion. And I think they've been setting this up for years, years. It's a matter of time before this whole thing.
The only thing that I would suggest is they don't have an exit plan. They
no.
In other words, they set it up.
No.
But they just keep going with it and keep scheming it as it moves forward. It's not like we're going to do this and then over here we're going to do that. Look what just happened to show you the freaks in charge. They gave that arrogant, stupid, moronic loser, Ben Bernanke,
I know,
a Nobel Prize for economics. Yep. And we had written in the Trends Journal going back how he said that there would be no real estate bust.
No.
Yeah.
And it was contained. Oh, and gold isn't money either. It's unbelievable. The guy got the Nobel Prize for destroying the economy. Are you kidding? You can't make this stuff up. It's impossible to do.
Well, again, they gave Obama the Nobel Prize, the Peace Prize, and he's a murderous bastard who, right after he gets the Peace Prize, it's bombs away. He has a troop surge in Afghanistan. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. Overthrows the government of Libya, the richest country in Africa, where the people had more rights and benefits than most of the world, and destroyed Syria. So I'm just saying, we have mentally deranged people in charge. That's all I want to make the point.
Oh, they're all mentally, it's being run by mad women who have their own self-interest in mind, and they're destroying the people. And this is, all of this is by design. It's on purpose. I mean, they're pressuring the people. It's going to get worse. I think I've been telling people this for I don't know how long. It's going to get worse. Oh, you're wrong, Greg. You're wrong. Oh, it keeps getting worse. And I don't think we've seen anything yet. Not even close. Because I think the inevitable implosion here in the debt market, going back to that, is a setup. I think they're doing this by design. They need a humongous outcry so they can issue in a new system. And people won't accept it without a major outcry. Right now, what are they doing? They're making people dependent on it, slaves to the system. The more people they make slaves to the system and dependent on it, the easier it is for them to do whatever they want to do.
Yep.
And that is getting, it's getting progressively worse here.
I agree with you.
By design, unfortunately. And I think honestly, Gerald, that we could be very, very close, very, very close to something right now, unless some intervention directly happens.
October is the month for the market crashes. You know, that's how I made my name, by the way. I call the 1987 stock market crash. In those days, used to send out press releases, and we sent out 5,000 of them in January, and we said this is the year it would all fall apart. And one of the reasons was Reagan was losing his popularity, markets were artificially propped up, of course, as they always are. Yeah. But going back to the interest rates, I have a hunch. I don't think they're going to. I think they're only going to raise them between, I'm going to say, 50 basis points. They meet on November 1st and 2nd. Mm. Come out on the 2nd, the Wednesday, because the 8th is election day.
Hmm. Interesting.
And they're going to, if they boost the markets up, the people will think that wow, they'll have a positive vibe out there. So they may, because the Fed and Washington, it's
in bed.
It's one big club and you ain't in it. Yep. And as George Carlin used to say. So I think they may not raise interest rates that dramatically. That's just a hunch.
It is possible. We'll see. You know, look, that's what they're going to do. They're going to start. I said this maybe a week or two ago. I started telling people, watch what they're going to do. They're going to start changing the narrative and tell you that food inflation is getting better. Things are getting better. You know, try to shape people's minds. Whether it's true or not doesn't matter. They're going to tell people these things. And then, people are going to, hold on a minute. That's not what I'm seeing. But it must be true because that's what they're telling me. You know, it's always the same story.
People buy it. Yeah.
They buy it.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle Do or Die. It's been going on forever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fighting the COVID war. I'm fighting the COVID war. I mean, they swallow the crap that they.
Unreal.
Yeah. And then they hate you for not swallowing the crap that they swallow.
Absolutely. You tell people, you want to make people hate you? Tell them the truth. Yeah. Tell people the truth and they're going to hate your guts for it.
So thank you very much. Any suggestions you give before we leave? Any suggestions that you would like to give the listeners?
You know, just be ready. Always have the high ground. And I think right now people need to be aware. Raise your awareness. Pay attention to Gerald's work. Please pay attention to mine as well. Start forming those alliances with like-minded people, like I've been saying, and just be ready. Be ready for anything and anything with the situation. It's just out of control.
Well, what I say is that prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen, you've lost nothing.
Exactly. It's just so simple, right? Always.
If the worst happens and you're not prepared, you could lose everything. Again, to me, why keep your money in the bank? And this inflation is real. Mike, could you get that newspaper right over there on that table? It says Kennedy on it, on the front. I just found this. I was cleaning some stuff up. Wait till you see this. This is the Daily News. The Daily News in New York used to be a big newspaper. Ready?
Yeah.
Saturday, November 23rd, 1963.
Wow. Whoa. Wow. That's too much. Look at that.
You know how much this is?
Yeah, I see that.
5 cents. 5 cents of the paper. I'm making the point of when they talk about inflation.
Yeah.
The toilet paper record, the New York Times, is $3 a day. Mm-hmm. The Wall Street Journal, $5 a day.
Yeah, that's incredible.
5 cents. When I was a kid, a slice of pizza and a soda was 25 cents.
Wow.
So the inflation is dramatic. You see the housing prices. You know, when I first moved to Rhinebeck in 84, I bought 38 acres and an old house on it that had to redo the whole thing. You ready? $28,000.
Yeah. People could argue that we have hyperinflation now. I mean, you could make the argument.
We have hyperinflation.
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse in a lot of different areas, particularly when the winter comes. And thanks to the stupid sanctions they put on Russia, and particularly if you're in Europe, it's making a very bad situation dangerous.
Yeah.
So again, as we recommend, I recommend, as does Gregory, that prepare for the worst. And I believe there's going to be, we are going to go through the worst socioeconomic and geopolitical crisis in modern history.
We are so on the same page. It's unbelievable because I believe the same thing.
So thank you all for tuning in. And where do they go to get your information?
Right to my website, traderschoice.net.
Trader's Choice. And he's the trader and that's your choice. Thanks. Thanks so much. And thanks, remember, Joe. Every week you could read Gregory's articles in the Trends Journal. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.